In Poland, nationwide protests against the country's strict new abortion laws have continued into their fifth day now, with rights groups demanding a referendum on the court ruling. Poland's constitutional court has ruled that terminating fetuses with congenital defects is unconstitutional. That means there's almost a near complete ban on abortion in Poland. Rights groups say the decision amounts to a war on women, and despite gatherings being banned because of the COVID pandemic, thousands of protesters have taken to the streets across Poland. A nationwide strike by women is planned for tomorrow. Anna Karaszewska is chair of the Polish Women's Congress. She joins us from Warsaw this morning. Anna Karaszewska, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hello, good morning.
This constitutional court ruling, which bans terminations due to fetal defects, was that unexpected? Had that been flagged by the government?
On one hand, we knew that the group of member of parliament from the ruling party Law and Justice, which is ultra-conservative party, applied with this postulate to constitutional court to introduce the full abortion ban. However, nobody believes that the ruling party decides to really go into this direction. It's not the first time when there is a certain attempt to introduce the full abortion ban in Poland, since we have the ultra-conservatives in power. However, already twice it was somehow frozen as a result of mass protests, women protests, but not only women, both gender protests, which took place in 2016 and in 2018. So we believed that also this time the government will not decide to go into this direction, especially, as you said, that we have severe pandemic in Poland, of COVID pandemic in Poland, yeah. And it's still developing, and it's really the most important, I would say, problem in Poland at the moment.
So, in terms of abortion law in Poland right now, Anna, on what grounds can a woman get an abortion?
Due to law. There is only after this constitutional court judgment, there is only one condition due to women are allowed to have abortion. It is when the pregnancy is a result of rape, so of criminal act. But actually, 98% of all abortion, legal abortion, which took place in Poland last year, were executed due to the fetal defects, severe fetal defects malformation.
Right.
So actually, this constitutional court judgment means that no abortion will be provided to women in Poland. And I can tell you that however this judgment has been not, I would say, publicized, the several hospitals in Poland refused to provide any help for women, refused to provide abortion in line with the existing law, which is, by the way, one of the most restrictive anti-abortion law in Poland.
Okay.
In Europe. So there is. So we already see the consequences of this decision.
Yes. So, Anna, what are the women of Poland doing then? If they are pregnant and they need an abortion, or they are having an abortion, because we know from past experience women will still have terminations, what's happening? Are there illegal abortion clinics? Are people travelling? What's happening?
First of all, the women in Poland are in a dramatic situation. It's hardly imagine and believe in it, but it's happening. It's also very difficult to imagine for myself. So women who can afford can go abroad, and there are several organizations who can help women go abroad and have abortion. But, you know, women who are poor and who can't afford it are absolutely exposed to, I would say, illegal abortion, which we can anticipate that their life, at least their health, can be exposed on a high risks when it comes to the illegal abortion in Poland. So this is a really social problem that women who can't afford going abroad will be their life and their health will be exposed to a very, very high risk.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Anna Karaszewska. She's the chair of the Polish Women's Congress. Women, and not just women, but thousands of people are out on the streets in cities across Poland and have been for days now. There's a nationwide strike by women planned for tomorrow. But there's this call for a referendum now on the court ruling. Is the referendum just on the court ruling? And how much support is there, Anna? Because isn't it the case that the party, the governing party, the Law and Justice Party, you know, it's not that long since they were re-elected on this policy of abortion. Would there be support for a referendum?
There are a lot of big question marks regarding this referendum. First of all, if you want to have a referendum, we need to have the really decent and professional campaign involving, you know, civic society, like it was organized in Ireland, for example. And we can't expect the decent public debate and campaign in Poland since as long as we have this ultra conservative in power. So they would rather take the advantage of such a referendum and will try to manipulate it together with the Catholic Church. So this is a big the big question mark. Another question mark will be, what will be the question accepted by the, you know, the majority in a parliament? Because majority of a Polish society, especially after this judgment of constitutional court, had no doubt that at the moment the only acceptable legal solution will be the legal abortion in Poland, that full legal abortion in Poland. So there is no return to, let's say, a compromise like we have the yes, almost full abortion ban. And we can't absolutely expect that the current government and the ruling party will accept the legal abortion in Poland. So I would summarize this in this way, that in current circumstances, having majority of ultra-conservative government supported by the Catholic Church, which still have a very strong position in Poland, I can't believe that the referendum will be a good solution at the moment.
Anna, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Have a good day.
Anna Karaszewska is chair of the Polish Women's Congress. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 6:26.